It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Thought about you this weekend. Certainly did. And I have a magic trick to show you. Now, how many circles do you see there? Okay. How many circles do you see here? And now how many do you see? And now how many do you see? It's a magic trick. Yeah. What I did, you see, was to hold my hand over this part the first time, but then when I showed it to you again, I held my hand over there. And the same way on this side. Held my hand over this part the first time, and then the next time, I held it over there. You could make a trick like that. Sure, just paper and draw it on. That's sort of like the game you play when you have a stone in your hand, you know, and then you put your hand behind your back and put the stone in one of your hands, and then you say to your friends, which hand has the stone? You want to guess which one has? There. See? That's sort of the same principle of this game. Well, the man who showed me how to make this magic trick is going to put on a magic performance at Betty's Little Theater, and he's rehearsing there now. And they ask us if we'd like to come over. Betty Aberlin and Mr. Apple is his name. Maybe you've met him before, the magician. Let's go to Betty's Little Theater and see Mr. Apple make some other magic tricks, okay? Come along. Hi, Mr. Apple.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the idea about this trick.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
I really did. Say, Betty called me and said that you were going to do some rehearsing. Is she here?
Well, as you can see, Mr. Rogers, there's no one here, but perhaps a few magical words would help. A-B-E-R-L-I-N.
Surprise!
Surprise to you. I didn't know you were going to... Are you going to use that trick? That's
yes.
A great one.
We knew you were coming. We thought we'd play a little trick on you.
Yeah.
Can you stay to watch the rehearsal?
Sure.
Oh, good. Cool. I'm going to watch, too.
Good. We'll do a couple of tricks that we can rehearse with. The first one involves the silk handkerchief. And I'm going to take the silk handkerchief, and I'm going to put it in my hand like this. Now, silk handkerchiefs are very interesting things because sometimes, with the right magical words, a silk handkerchief can become just about anything. For instance, it could become... E-G-G, an egg. Just like that. Now, if you don't like an egg, perhaps you could take the egg and make a small omelet with it by saying... Oh. Well, no omelet, but perhaps a disappeared egg.
Well, did it go into your pocket or
no? No, but, you know, it just might be that if you look carefully, you'd find it in my hat. Like that.
An egg goes there. Is that a real egg?
That's not a real egg. That's a plastic egg. Would you like to have it?
No, I'd just like to see it.
You'd like to see it.
Gee.
The reason I don't use a real egg is it might break.
Yeah.
Now, some newspaper, which I'm going to roll into a cone. Cone of newspaper. Much like one you might use to go da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take some milk, a pitcher full of milk, and pour some of the milk into the cone. I better hold the end a little tighter. A little bit more. Well, that's about half a pitcher. I think that's pretty good. And now, we'll go like this, and the milk is gone.
Why doesn't it go through the paper?
One last little trick that I can show you right now, and that's my magic stone factory. My magic stone factory consists of two cans, and these two cans are very, very magical because when I take my magic blue stones and fill one of the cans, I can say a magic word, place one can over the other, and shake them, much like a milkshake, and say, how about magic blue stones? That's a good magic word, isn't it? And when I say that, instead of having one can of magic blue stones, I have...
Oh, you have more, I think.
Many more. There's only one small problem with doubling the magic blue stones, and that is, if I should take the magic blue stones and put a silk over them, say a word like magic blue stones backwards, which would be very difficult to say, I end up with, instead of magic blue stones, silk handkerchiefs. Just like that. That's about all the time I have, because I have to get into the rest of my magic clothes for the performance.
Well, yeah. I wonder how he makes magic.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like make-believe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Making believe. Well, my friend and I will do some make-believe ourselves. Go on with... Would you do that? More again.
Yeah, pretend you don't know I'm there.
All right.
Betty, you get hidden. That's it.
And you take away the screen.
Show that she's not there.
All right.
But then it always
okay.
Okay, we'll start now. You see, there's nothing there, and then I say a magic word. ABERLIN.
Surprise!
And she's there.
Nice. That's a ROGERS, and I'll be gone.
Great.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr.
Bye.
Rogers.
You know that trick that Mr. Apple and Betty did? You could do that with a friend of yours. Sure. Get your friend to duck down way behind some chair or something, you know, and hide down there. And then you get up like this and spell your friend's name or say some magic word, you know, and then have your friend pop up as if you made him appear. Sure. Why don't we make believe that Mr. Apple is a magician in the neighborhood of make-believe, and that Betty, what could Betty be doing? Oh, she could be selling tickets to his show, all right? To his magic show in the neighborhood of make-believe. Why don't we pretend that?
Did you get the magician's trunk from the train station? And where did you take it? The M room for the magic show. Good for you, Trolley. Well, guess I'd better sell some tickets.
I heard your knock. Hi. How are you, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, just fine. Are the tickets printed yet?
Oh, the tickets, sure. I'll get them for you in a flash. Flash.
Flash.
There they are.
Fine.
Really
job,
worked on them.
Oh, they look marvelous.
You like them?
Magician show.
Mm-hmm.
M room at 4.5.
Right. And on the side?
Admit 1.
Right.
They are beautiful, X.
I'm glad you like them. The more I practice my printing, the better I get.
One, two. Ten tickets.
That's right.
Let's see. In order for the magician to make enough money, we'll have to sell all 10 of them.
Boy, I sure hope you can sell them all.
You, X the Owl, have the privilege of buying the very first one.
Oh, gosh, Lady Evelyn, I'm awful sorry, but I'm not going to be able to go.
You're not? Uh-uh. Why, X, I thought for sure you'd be able to go.
Well, the minute I stopped printing those tickets, somebody came along and wanted me to do another printing job in a hurry.
Oh.
And so I'll just have to keep working at that.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I know you would go if you could.
Oh, sure I would. I like magic. You know how it goes. I'll bet Henrietta wants to go, though. She loves magic shows.
Well, I'll try her.
Okay. Got to get back to my rush job, Lady Evelyn.
Right you are. Bye-bye, X.
Goodbye.
Thanks for your good work.
Oh, I'm glad you like them.
Meow, Lady Evelyn.
Good day, Henrietta. How are you today?
Meow, not so well, meow.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the matter?
Meow, me tummy ache, meow, me headache, meow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Meow, be all right. Can I help you, meow?
Oh, I was just selling some tickets for the magic show. It's at the castle this afternoon.
Meow, don't think meow can go, meow.
No, I understand.
Meow.
The best place for you is in bed.
Mm.
Can I bring you any medicine?
Meow. Dr. Bill, meow, just rest. Meow, thank you.
All right. You take good care of yourself.
Meow.
I'll drop by here later and check on how you're doing.
Meow, thanks. Meow,
rest,
good show.
Henrietta. Well, this is a fine fix. We have to sell all 10 tickets in order for the magician to make enough money, and already there are two people who can't go. Do not disturb.
Lady Aberlin, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Elsie Jean. I'm selling tickets for the magic show at the castle this afternoon.
Oh, would little Anna like it?
Well, I'm afraid little Anna probably wouldn't understand it.
Oh, well, what time is the magic show?
It's at 4:30.
Oh, dear, I guess we won't be able to go.
Oh, really?
Well, you see, it's about little Anna's dinner time.
Well, couldn't you feed little Anna a little bit earlier?
Oh, no, we try to keep her on a schedule that she likes. It helps her to feel more comfortable, you know.
I understand.
Well, you might try asking Dr. Bill, though. He loves magic shows.
I will.
Tell him I'll keep his dinner warm if he decides to go.
Okay, thanks, Elsie Jean.
Bye.
Lady Evelyn.
Hi, dear Daniel.
Hi. Oh, you sound kind of discouraged.
Oh, I am. I'm trying to sell tickets for the magic show at the castle this afternoon.
Well, what's the matter with that?
Well, nobody can go.
You say nobody?
No.
Well, you haven't asked me yet.
You mean?
Sure, I can go. I'd love to go.
Oh, Daniel, that's great. That's the best news I've had all day.
How much do the tickets cost?
They cost one.
Well, that's more than I have.
Well, how much do you have?
I only have a half.
Oh, Daniel, what are we going to do?
King Friday usually lets us come for nothing.
Well, I know that, but in this case, you see, the magician needs the money to live, and we're trying to help him.
I see. Could I come for just part of the show? I mean, this is the neighborhood of make-believe and all.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll give you part of a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you can see part of the show.
All right, fine. And I'll bring my half when I come.
Great. I'll meet you at the entrance to the castle.
Okay, thanks, Lady Evelyn.
Thank you, Daniel. Mm. Ugga mugga mugga.
Yeah, I'm glad to come. See you there.
Okay. If at first you don't succeed, stay as sweet as you are.
Well, well, good day, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, it's not a very good day, Dr. Bill.
Oh, you're not well.
Oh, no, no, I'm not sick. It's just about the magic show at the castle this afternoon.
Magic show? Oh, I love magic shows.
Well, there's going to be a show at the castle this afternoon.
Well, would you sell me a ticket?
Would I? I'd love to. Nobody's buying them, Dr. Bill.
Oh, sorry to hear about that. How much are they?
They're one.
Oh, that'll be fine. I'll take one, please. Oh, that's very, very good. Have you talked to Elsie Jean?
Oh, yes, I have. Elsie Jean and little Anna won't be able to come, but Elsie Jean said that she would keep your dinner warm if you wanted to go.
Oh, very good. Oh, dinner. What time is the magic show?
Well, it's at 4:30.
Oh, that's too bad. I have a patient coming at 4:30, and I must be here.
Oh.
Well, if your kids are another show, however, be sure to let me know. I'd love to see the magician.
I will, Dr. Bill.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Dr. Bill?
Hi.
I have to take the ticket back.
Oh, I forgot. Excuse me.
Surely. Well, I'll make one last try. If Corny doesn't buy a ticket, there's no sense even in having the magic show. Because I know everyone else is busy. Good day, Corny.
Good day, Lady Evelyn. You startled me.
Corny, could you turn off your lathe for a minute? I really need to talk to you.
Oh, well, I can't right now. I'm awfully sorry. I have to finish up this job here.
How long will the job take?
Oh, the rest of the day, I'm afraid.
I figured that.
Could you come back tomorrow, Lady Aberley?
I guess so, Corny.
Well, good. See you tomorrow, then.
Right. I guess there's nothing for me to do but go to the M room and tell the magician that we're just out of luck. We haven't got any customers, and we haven't got any money.
Oh, hello, Lady
Evelyn.
Hello,
Mr. Apple.
How are the ticket sales going?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Well, how many did you sell?
I sold a part of one to Daniel Tiger because he only had a half. So we decided that he could see half of the show.
But how many whole tickets did you sell?
Not any.
I guess that does it. I'm through as a magician.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to have to sell all of my equipment and my magical clothes so that I can buy food and clothing for my family.
But you can't do that. You need your equipment to earn money.
But you can see for yourself there's not enough business for a magician.
But it's not your fault. The people were busy. They wanted to come and see you.
I know, but I'm out of money and my family's out of food.
Please don't sell your equipment. We'll think of something. Oh, I'm going to go meet Daniel. I told him I'd see him at the entrance to the castle for part of the show, right?
Okay. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Mr. Apple.
How are you?
Here's my half ticket, and I paid for it.
Thanks, Daniel.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm fine. I came to see part of your show.
Well, if it's part of the show that you came to see, then it's part of the show you'll get.
Thank you.
You know, the silk handkerchief is the most important piece of equipment in the entire repertoire of a magician. And silk is made by a silkworm. And I just happen to have my pet silkworm with me today, Daniel. His name is Clyde the Silkworm.
Oh, it's a pretend one.
Yes.
Say hi to Daniel, Clyde.
Hello there, Silkworm Clyde.
He likes you, Daniel.
Yeah, that was magic, wasn't it?
Have you ever wanted to be a stamp collector?
A stamp collector?
Yes.
You mean somebody who just gets all those stamps and puts them in a book?
To collect all the postage stamps that you can find everywhere. Mm. Well, I wanted to be one, so I bought a stamp album. An empty stamp album. And I thought, the best way to get a collection of stamps was to be magical about it. So I took a silk, a magical silk, and wound it round and round the stamp album and said the magical word, philatelist, which means stamp collector.
Philatelist.
Then,
oh, look.
Oh,
there's magic stamps in there.
Stamps in my album.
Oh.
Oh, what's wrong, Mr. Apple?
It's kind of hard to do magic tricks when you know that it might be your last magic show.
What does he mean by that?
Daniel, Mr. Apple thinks he might have to sell all of his equipment to get food and clothes and things for his family.
Oh, but how could he put on his magic shows if he doesn't have those things?
He couldn't.
Oh, and Mr. Apple mustn't do that. We'll have to think of something.
That's right, we'll have to think of something. Mr. Apple, please don't sell your equipment till Daniel and I get a chance to talk to my uncle, the king.
He'll think of something. The king can always think of something.
Yes.
Well, all right, I won't sell it today.
Well, if he's not here today, then I'll speak to him tomorrow. We'll think of something, Mr. Apple. We'll figure something out.
Oh, yes, we will.
That would be wonderful, but I don't think it'll work.
Oh, it will work, Mr. Apple. In fact, I remember one time I needed a part of my clock, and King Friday helped me to get it, a part that was broken. And, you know, it cost 4.5.
I'm afraid I'll need more than that, Daniel, but, well, I'll wait and see.
We'll see you tomorrow. Daniel, I'll try and get an appointment with Uncle Friday.
That's fine. You let me know when you get
it,
okay?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mr. Apple.
Bye, Mr. Bye. Apple.
Bye, Daniel.
Oh, Trolley? It was the best show. It was the best show. Daniel and I just loved it. There must be a way for a magician like Mr. Apple to make a living. Do you know what he was going to have to do? Sell some of his equipment. But we're going to talk to Uncle Friday tomorrow.
Dads and mothers sometimes want to do special things for their children. And they can feel really disappointed when they don't have enough to do those things, or they don't have the right things. You know, if somebody wanted to make a cake for you and they didn't have enough sugar or enough flour, they could feel really disappointed. Why, children feel disappointed sometimes too. Yep. I think we better feed the fish. Glad I have this to feed the fish. You know, there's something about grown-ups that like to give pleasure to children. There's just something about us inside that want to give pleasure to children. I guess we feel a special way about children. I know I do, and I know you're special to me. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend.
you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You sure are. You might want to make up some magic tricks tonight. You may even want to play that stone game. Shall we do it once more? See which hand you think I'm going to have it in this time. Ready? There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Sure you are. And this is just the beginning of our week. You and I have lots more time together this week. And starting tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. That's fun. Like being with you today. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.